Model behaviour. Do models have it all? Good looks, money, lifestyle, and fame? Piss off a photographer, honey, and you get paid in a different way. Wanna know what happened to me the other day? It started with this photo shoot that I was booked for. God, why did I go to bed with my friggin' makeup on? My face looks like shit, and that goddamn photographer hates it when I'm not in tip-top shape. God knows what will happen today now. He is such a fucking perfectionist. I mean, what model really is perfect? I guess I'm the exact definition of the ugly duckling into the beautiful swan syndrome. Yeah, I know, every model blurts out the same old lines, but it was the truth for me. I was UGLY. That shit is in the past now. I can command a guy who is hot and will rescue the burning excess of heat that stirs in my loins. Oh, heck, I'm getting that tingly feeling again. Nowadays, I am hot. I make chili peppers seem like ice cubes. Supermodel, sexy to boot. Every man wants to sleep with me. But I don't want them. I want him. I can see him in my mind as we speak. I can imagine him caressing my breasts and moving his thick, strong hands around my waist. Pinching, biting, devouring every part of my body and tearing down that haughty, stubborn mask that I have to hide behind daily. This guy knows what he's doing. He's a control freak. And there is nothing sexier than a man taking control of things. Keep going, baby. There was a knock at the door. Shit. This happens all the sodding time. I just start to get warmed up. Feel my moist heat in between my fingers. Just about to come. Erotic daydreams and fuck. I bet it's him. So I'd better find out. So I say, hello? Who is it? He says, it's me. I say, who the hell is me? He says, it's Jamie, you silly cow. I say, oh, Jamie, sorry, darling. He says, are you ready for the shoot then? I answer, yes, sweetie, just give me a few more minutes. The usual fucking routine, but you know when you feel like an intruder? I mean, how ridiculous. Me, a model. The ugly, scrawny, stupid kid from a fancy-pantsy, posh ballet boarding school. All the little bunhead ballerinas who are well off and nicely turned out. I can't believe I'm here doing a photo shoot with a legendary famous photographer. Today is a special shoot, though. Well, that's what he told me. I'm all draped around the most stunning scarlet satin. My dark blonde hair glistening in the light. I wrap myself around the satin. God, it feels nice. I better not get any stains on it, though. I mean, you know how it is. You feel horny. You feel the silky satin with your fingertips. Run it down the center of your body. Feel it between your legs. It's gonna make you feel a little bit horny, right? I mean, just look at me. You can see it in my fucking eyes. Look. To the left. To the left, I said, girl. He shouts at me to awake me from my daydream to perform and become this lithe creature of beauty and stature. A stunning, alluring figure of feminine perfection. Which I can pretend to be. But deep down I'm thinking, who the hell am I kidding? And why the hell do photographers always call models girls? That pisses me off. Tony, does this guy ever shut up? Bloody hell. Better get my fucking act together before he loses his patience with me. Although he is obviously thoroughly pissed off with me. I can see that I'm treading on thin ice with him, and I know what happens when he totally loses his rag. Maybe I should misbehave some more. I reached for the satin waterfall and draped it down to expose my breast. That will piss off Mr. Perfection no end. And yeah, it did. But you know what happens when you're naughty, right? You get punished for it. So, on my way home, I decide to stop by the park. If you want something done, ladies, then you have to do it yourself. I wouldn't wait for no dumbwit man to do it for you. Thank goodness for vibrating devices. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I ain't talking about mobile phones here, girls. So, I kneel down behind a tree thinking that I'm all alone. I have my little bunny rabbit machine at the ready in my hand. You're probably wondering why I'm ready to pleasure myself in a public park. Ladies, there is nothing more thrilling or exciting than the buzz of not knowing. Not knowing if you will be seen, get caught, or if I'm lucky, get someone who catches my eye to join in. So I close my eyes and press the pink button on my banana-shaped best friend. Oh, and yes, ladies. The banana shapes always hit the right spot. But I didn't know the top banana was coming to finish off the job for me. I feel something tickle the back of my neck. So I go to turn my head and smack the bastard in the face. But he grabs my hand so hard, my body stiffens. And he uses his other hand to cover my eyes as a blindfold. So I can't even see who the arsehole is. I'm not ready right now for this. Again, I get interrupted in my tracks. Except this time, I'm silent. He's silent too. An electrifying, painful silence. I did kick and protest. But just because I do it, doesn't mean that I disliked the encounter. Whoever the hell this guy was igniting something deep inside me. Domination always catches me off guard. I'm always having to have a hard, cold exterior for my work, so submission for me is sweet anguish. The guy bundles me into his car, but he blindfolds me for real and ties my hands together with rope. Not only do I get fucking burns on my wrist where he has tied me, but the asshole had gone whole hog to truss me into a fucking harness. What the? Now this pissed me off even more. Submission is the act of animal magnetism. It's a gift from me. But he dragged me into his car so hard that I fucking tripped up what must have been the pavement before falling into his car ungracefully. I was blushing at my obvious incompetence. How it must look to others seeing me like a trussed-up ragdoll, I don't know. But I bet this is just what he likes to see, the arrogant asshole. So, I gotta show some balls, right? So I ask him, where are you taking me, you cunt? You interrupted a very important meeting that I was having with my, friend. And he has the nerve with this reply. Is that so, bitch? I could feel him looking at me. I bet he's wishing that he was in the meeting with me. Dream on, honey bunny. I only have one favourite pet rabbit. I didn't know where he was taking me. I could only hear his sniggers in the car whilst I'm on the back seat, rolling and writhing around. The least he could do is untie my hands so that I can release the double doors between my legs. But I reckon that would be too simple for this complicated guy. He yanks me out of the car. And I'm sure he made me scuff my goddamn Chino shoes. Whoever the fuck this was, better have a fat bank balance. These shoes ain't cheap, mate. He grabs me by the hair, which kind of catches me by surprise. Wherever he has taken me is bloody cold, man. My nipples have gone hard and stiff, and it's not like I'm wearing much, but for a white cotton shirt that you can see my rock-hard nipples through. He must be enjoying this fucking showcase whilst thinking I'm enjoying it too. Well, okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm enjoying this just a little. Hell, okay. A lot then. But I'm not telling him that. What the hell? Ouch! He's just spanked my ass. And says, that's one smack on your ass, bitch. He has gone and put me over his fucking... What the hell is going on here? Ouch, that hurt. I'm in for more trouble. Oh shit, I said that out loud. What the hell's got into me? I sworn I wouldn't smit... Ow! He's enjoying himself, so he says, that's two, where's my belt? So I say, what the... I ain't done nothing wrong. He smacked me so hard that I'm sure his hand stung worse than my ass. Although this was going to change quickly. I'm scared and trembling and my ass is stinging. But yet I'm as excited as hell. Let's put it this way. The floodgates had opened. He virtually rips me out of my rope harness in nanoseconds. Man... I was hoping that he wouldn't be aware of this, but he swiftly pulled my knickers down and slipped his hand between my thighs so slowly that I couldn't tell where was hurting more, my arse or my pussy. He finally reached his destination at the tip of my mountain, and even he had to moan when he felt how excited I was. He kept on thrashing me with his belt and it was fucking killing me. Every time he struck, my ass cheeks would burn and real tears rolled down my face. I was truly sorry for whatever crime I committed, but what I don't understand is I'm hurting like hell. But all I yearn for is a hard fuck to get it out of my system. I wanted him so bad. And it was like electricity flowing through my veins. He smothers my ass with Vaseline. God, that felt good. First the sting, but then the release. I'm still blindfolded and was well aware that today I am the servant to my master. I slide down to my knees and he guides my hands to his ample manhood. I must look like his protege or something. It's obvious he wants to teach me a trick or two, so I may as well let him. I take him into my mouth and I flick his tip with my tongue. So who's in control now, dear boy? He ain't so mouthy this time. It's me who's all mouth. I got all his inches and I make deep throats seem like shallow fry. Here's a little tip for you ladies. Use your tongue and slowly but deliberately trace around the rim of his cock and tickle his balls feather-like with your fingertips. Use this trick only as a special treat, girls. Don't want to spoil the brat pack. As you can imagine, I now have the poor man into a frenzy with my sordid gestures, and I whisper into his ears of how if he's a good boy, I will let him do this, and if he's a bad boy, then I will let him do that. But you know, girls, The poor man was just aching by now after my little treat, so I had to let him get to second base. I'm still in my black bra, suspenders, etc. Hook a chic fashion styly. His eyes almost pop out of his head as I straddle him, taking him in slow, but way deep inside me. He ain't fucking getting away from this now. I can see he can't take it. He's the dominant type, so he ain't too pleased on me being on top. But it's nice to exercise control on some occasions, ladies. I'm riding him now, grinding back and forth. So I squeeze my inner thighs and use the muscles that they don't show you to use at the gym. No, I found these muscles at the end of high school from the football players. I squeeze those muscles and just watched his eyes roll with pleasure. I'm still looking smoking with all my makeup on from the shoot. So he rolls me over and now I'm on the scarlet satin that we were shooting on. Oh well, so much for the fucking stains, right? He plunges into me with one hard thrust, took my breath away. He got that look in his eye now. The look of a mad dog. He's thrusting so hard and deep that I'm feeling places that I never felt before. His throbbing penis amongst my field of curls, quick, slow, quick, shit. I can't even feel no rhythm no more, I'm too far gone. I'm in my world now, and it's just a mist of smoky ecstasy, girls. You know when it's good, but this was fucking dirty, hard fucking. He turns me over and enters me from behind. Now my legs are buckling from beneath me. I don't even know how much more I can take. So I grab his camera, which was by my hand, and I throw it across the room. I'm sure I broke the fucking thing. Well, he's in a fucking rage now. It's so fast that instead of us fucking like a fast train, we're fucking like a rocket to the moon. He was so mad that he pulled my hair back towards him, and all you could hear was skin on skin as he slapped against my arse cheeks. One hand grabbing my hair, his other hand slips to fondle my clitoris at the same time, whilst he's fucking me harder and faster. I know I was talking about rockets back then, but does he really want me to explode? Man, I'm almost crying. It's so good. I can't even see anymore. He's grunting. I'm panting, scratching and grabbing at his skin, leaving bruises and bites along the way. He's fucking me so hard that I'm just gone. I'm just so wet, I'm fucking leaking, and then he thrusts one last time, and we both collapse into a heap. He bites my ear gently and tells me he's gonna fuck me again, and I tell him to fuck off. I can see his cock is still semi-hard, even though he come in my mouth. I know what's done it. It's because I broke his camera and they cost a fucking fortune to photographers. And you know what he says to me? Wait till we get home, girl. You're gonna fucking pay for that camera. And you know what I do? I smile wryly. That was my fucking plan.